A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to the Raptors Rapture Podcast.
What's up, everybody? Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Raptors Rapture Podcast. I'm your host, Hunter Surplus. Today, yet another special quarantine edition of the Raptors Rapture Podcast. Going to be talking about the Raptors that you would most want to spend 420 with. We're going to be talking about that because today, as I'm sure a lot of you folks know, is 420. I hope you guys are celebrating safely, if you are celebrating at all. Hope it's safe. Hope you guys are having fun. Please, I don't care how high you guys get, do not go outside and do not be breaking this quarantine / self-isolation / whatever else you want to call it, because safety is the most important thing. And I know a lot of people, a lot of friends that I have been partaking in the 420 festivities all throughout this quarantine, because what else is there to do in some of these times, in some of these cases, with some of these people? Who knows? Before I do start giving you guys my list of people that I would want to hang out with on 420, doesn't necessarily mean partake, just means hang out with. I do want to remind you guys to go follow us on Twitter at Raptors Rapture. Make sure to check out the site every single day. We've got new content every single day. There's no games, but there's still Raptors stuff getting out there. Just go to raptorsrapture.com. You can find it. And then, as always, follow me on Twitter at @H_surplus, S-U-R-P-H-L-I-S. So that's me. That's us. The plugging is out of the way. I am recording this on Monday, April 20th, which means it's a day after The Last Dance aired, which was obviously, as I'm sure every single person listening to this knows, the first two episodes of The Last Dance came out, which is the documentary that ESPN has put together on Michael Jordan's career and his kind of life. And I will say the first two episodes were absolutely riveting. They were so exciting. I'm not going to give out any spoilers. I'm not really going to explain anything, just because if there's people who are waiting to watch it, because I know Canada got it obviously a day later than the States. I was lucky enough to be able to watch it this morning, since I don't really have much going on this particular Monday. So I was able to watch it early this morning, and I've been talking about it with friends. We've been texting, we've been tweeting about it. So all you guys, like, you're going to love it. I know for a fact, if you like basketball, you're going to love it. It's not only a really cool insight into, like, Michael Jordan's career and outside of basketball and him on the court and in practice and behind the scenes and whatnot. It's also a really interesting look back at, like, the Bulls as a whole, which is really cool and a really important thing to look at, especially when everybody kind of knows that they are, if not the greatest team of all time, like, one of the greatest teams of all time in that, like, eight-year run where they were winning championships left, right, and center with Michael Jordan, Pippen. Rodman eventually got there. It's a really cool look at how the Bulls ran, how Krause was doing things, and all this kind of fun stuff. So I don't want to get into it too much more than what I just said, because obviously people are still catching up and watching the first two episodes, but hey, man, it is very exciting. Thank God. I don't know if I've seen, like, NBA Twitter as excited for something like that than, like, a Game 7, right? Like, the 2016 Game 7, where the Cavs ended up coming back from the 3-1 deficit and whatnot. Like, NBA Twitter was going nuts about that. And it's probably just because there's been no sports and nobody's really been able to do anything other than just like wait and think about Michael Jordan's documentary as soon as they kind of released it. And as soon as they said that it was going to be moved up to early April or mid April. Anyways, I'm going to get started with my list, and I'm not necessarily going in any particular order of these guys of who I would want to spend 420 with. In fact, the fifth guy on my list, I still don't really know. I've got four down that I'm certain with, and I'm kind of mulling through the last few guys here, and I'll probably just end up deciding once I get to the last guy. So like I said, no familiar order. I'm taking into account a lot of different things here, all right? Personality is going to be one thing, you know, their living situation, whether they have a significant other or not to worry about, whether they have children or not to worry about, their other interests that lie outside of basketball. And there's a lot of different things that I am going to get into as we go on with this. But for right now, I'm going to get into my first pick. And this one was a pretty obvious pick, a consensus pick, probably among Toronto Raptor fans and Toronto Raptor media people and whoever has any idea about the roster of the Toronto Raptors and knows anything about the team whatsoever. And this one is Norm Powell. And so when I was kind of coming up with the idea of this thing, I was floating it in our Raptors Slack channel and just saying, hey guys, I'm trying to do a funny piece for 420, whatever. And so many times it came over and over that Norm Powell had to be on whatever list it was. Something had to do with Norm Powell. Norm Powell had to be on it. So Norm Powell, I kind of felt like I needed to choose, but he was going to be there anyways. He is definitely, if you've ever seen a picture of Norm Powell, he's, you think that he's familiar with what Stephen A. Smith calls the weed. Norman Powell always looks stoned. Whether he is or not, it doesn't matter. Maybe he used to always get stoned, and now he's what the folks call permafried. Maybe that's something that he got into. So you know, if he's not familiar with it, at least he looks familiar with it, and he's not gonna be paranoid about how high he looks because he always looks high anyways. Norm is, as every Raptors fan knows, is like a stoic, chill, relaxed guy, which in my experience makes it easy to hang out with them when inebriated by the substance of marijuana. To me, I would assume he's the type of guy, I've got him pegged for a guy who watches like TV shows and movies and nature documentaries and, you know, some sort of relaxing, calming videos, maybe something funny on YouTube every now and then, and just chills. Snacks are the basics, you know, just like regular chips, maybe some juice and chocolate or something. But he just looks like a guy that you're going to just kick back with. You're going to kick it. 4 hours is going to go by. You're going to have watched four nature documentaries from National Geographic, and you're going to know all you can about lemurs and cheetahs, and you're going to forget it after each episode. He also, to me, looks like a guy who has an interesting and funny case of the giggles when he gets high, which like doesn't fit his persona whatsoever. I think to me, Norm Powell seems like a guy who, you know, he laughs, but it's more of a, you know, it's a kept inside laugh. But when he gets high, and when he's partaking in the weed, as Stephen A. would call it, he is prone to a high pitch giggle that would make anybody laugh, especially when stoned. And I think that is a really good fit because you could be watching something funny, you could be watching something serious, and as soon as that guy starts laughing, everyone knows that person who gets high and just starts laughing uncontrollably. They've got the giggles, they've got a funny laugh, and then it just keeps going. And that's always a really, really, really good vibe. So Norm Powell, he was my first pick, but like I said, it's no particular order. He's just the first one that I thought of. Now moving on to the next guy. And that next guy is going to be Serge Ibaka. And so there's really two main reasons for Serge being in my decision. And they're both equally important. And I'm not sure which one I kind of find more important to be it, but he is the perfect guy to get high with. So the first reason that I could think of was that Serge is entertaining as hell. He's entertaining as anything. He's probably the most entertaining guy on the Toronto Raptors. We've seen it through his Instagram and through the how hungry are you and all the things that he's been doing during this quarantine to kind of keep not only himself entertained, but obviously the people who follow him on all these different social medias. And if he's got some weed in his system and he's been smoking or he's been eating or whatever it is, that however he intakes it, he's got to be even more entertaining. He doesn't seem like the type of guy to get high and then just like sit in a corner and chill out. He's like almost the exact opposite of what I would think that Norm Powell is like. And I think he's probably going to create hours and hours straight of just laughing and entertainment and fun and jokes and good conversation. And that's really important for a lot of people who are getting high. And if you are one of those social people, you want a guy like Serge Ibaka. And even if you're not one of the social people, when you are stoned, it is a good thing to have the guy to lead the conversation and the guy to kind of, he can be the social one while you maybe sit back and just relax. So if that's you, Serge Ibaka is perfect. And second, this one, I don't know, this one is almost even more important. He's going to make some sort of good food. He's got to, right? You know that Serge Ibaka is going to make something good. You know, whether it's bull testicle or beef penis or whatever it is, it's going to be some sort of tasty food. But chances are, if he's high, he's not going to make that. He's probably going to make a nice pizza, maybe a nice, beautiful, tasting snack of some sort. Who knows? You know that it's going to be some sort of good food in there when you've got the munchies. He's going to be the one to cure it. He's going to be the one putting it all together. You're going to have to put little to no effort in thinking about what you're going to eat when with Serge Ibaka. You're not going to have to go to the 7-Eleven next to you. You're not going to have to go to the pizza down the street, the McDonald's, the burger joint, whatever it is. It's going to be all where you are. It's going to be all where you are. And even more important, if you're not one who smokes weed, you're not one who likes to inhale the smoke or whatever, I bet you Serge Ibaka makes a damn good edible too, right? And that is one of the more fun ways to do it. I know a lot of older folk, they like the edibles over the weed, and I'm sure that's something that Serge Ibaka is very, very good at if called upon. I'm not saying he does partake, but if called upon. So Serge Ibaka is on my list for the entertainment and the good food. Now moving on to the next guy. It's not exactly the same category, but it kind of is. And I'm going with Marc Gasol here. And the main reason for this is because I feel like it would kind of be like smoking weed with your cool, fun uncle at the family gathering who's like always kind of making jokes, cracking funny jokes. Like he's the one that you hang out with the most. He used to, you know, drink you under the table at family events when you were 16, 17 years old. Like that kind of guy. I feel like it would be the almost the same experience. You wouldn't want to do it every day or you know, very often. This isn't something you pull out at every event. It's just, you know, every now and then when you see each other, maybe it's a birthday, maybe it's the Easter Sunday that you want to enjoy a little bit extra. He's the one that you pull out. And this is why. I think that he's got a lot of stories that he could tell. He's got some old man jokes. He's probably got a couple tricks up his sleeve. He's somehow, even the straightest and most, you know, straight edge parents and grandparents that you know, everybody knows it. The most straight edge parents, they all have one story about something funny. And I'm not saying that Marc Gasol is necessarily the most straight edge character. I mean, we saw how he partied in that parade, right? He was drinking wine like a freaking maniac. But what I'm saying is, he's going to be like one of those older folk that you didn't necessarily think smoked weed, but, you know, he's coming out in the back with you and your cousins and stuff like that. And he's like, hey guys, like can I partake? Like this thing's getting a little bit too much for me too. And he takes it and then he starts telling you guys all these stories. And next thing you know, it's an hour and a half has gone by and everyone's looking for you guys. And I think the same thing is going to happen with like an experience with Marc Gasol. I feel like he would be teaching you things. I feel like he would be giving you all these tips and tricks about different life hacks, how to chug a full bottle of rosé, he'd probably tell you. He probably has some funny stories of him back in Spain. He's probably got some good stories about him smoking weed with friends, with NBA players. And I feel like that would be the type of guy to tell the stories when he gets high. He would come in and be this just perfect storyteller and would just capture you in all these different moments. And there's almost nothing more fun than something like that when you're high. And if it's a bad story, I feel like Marc Gasol is the type of guy to make it good by just putting in these little jokes here and there and just bringing out his experiences with things and having fun. And I think he's a guy who has a lot of old man jokes up his sleeve with some old man humor. Maybe a couple dad jokes will be dropped in there. We all know he doesn't take himself all that seriously as a person, which is a really good attribute to have, as you know, whether you're getting high with him or not. And I think that's a really good thing to do. And if he's half as fun as he was on during the Raptors championship parade, then this guy is going to be the most fun that you're going to hang out with for sure. So now I'm going to take a quick break here, and I'll be back in just a moment to give you the rest of my list. All right, so we're back, and now we're going to talk a little bit about the rest of our list. And to start off the second half of this list is Nick Nurse. Now, this one doesn't necessarily meet the requirements, considering he's not a Toronto Raptors player, but I still do consider him, obviously, part of the team. He's a coach. He's going to be the coach of the year probably this year if they do end up giving out awards. And there's a few reasons for this, for Nick Nurse. A, I think Nick Nurse is kind of in the same boat as Marc Gasol, where like he probably has a lot of really funny stories about him, like maybe smoking weed or drinking or just fun experience as a whole that he would be willing and open to tell the people in the group that we're hanging out with. I think a lot of people can consider Nick Nurse a guy who you would sit down and have a beer with to just chat. And I think that reflects really well on him. And you can probably say the same thing with weed. I think you could sit down and smoke a joint with Nick Nurse and enjoy yourself and have a lot of fun. And he, like I said with Marc Gasol, like he probably has a lot of jokes that he could tell. He's probably got this old man humor that, you know, might be a little bit awkward at times, but it's still going to make you laugh. And he seems like almost in the exact same camp as a Marc Gasol, except we're probably going to end up writing an absolutely horrible, horrible, horrible song together. And I'm not saying that to discredit what Nick Nurse does. I'm saying that to discredit myself and the people that we're probably going to be with. And we'd probably write that horrible song, but it would take 2-3 hours and we would have the most fun. He'd be playing guitar, playing piano, playing whatever other instruments that this guy probably plays while I'm just sitting there trying to bang out some lyrics that are just absolutely horrendous. And that is going to be hilarious. That is something that would be very fun, very entertaining. You'd get to learn a lot about him. He'd get to learn a lot about you. And I'm sure it would take a lot of time because there would be those moments where you guys aren't working on the song and you're just kind of hanging out, just sitting there baked and high. And I feel like he's a guy that you can go out with, and if you're high, you probably don't get stopped. He looks like a lot of white folk in Toronto. Nick Nurse, not to hate to break it to you, but you could go out with him, maybe go walk to the pizza. Like I said, you wouldn't have to do with a Serge Ibaka, or, you know, walk to a 7-Eleven to go get snacks, or, you know, even just go take a walk out and just do something. You wouldn't get stopped. You wouldn't have that paranoid mentality of being out and be like, oh my God, I'm with Pascal Siakam, we're definitely going to get stopped in Toronto. If you're with Nick Nurse, like, yeah, you might get stopped, but they have to be either like really hardcore fans to like A, recognize him, and to B, actually like go up and talk to him. And even if they do, they're not going to be like, hey man, why are you hanging out with Nick Nurse? You're just going to be there baked, sitting there and just chatting. And you could probably laugh about it afterwards. And in the same vein here, like I kind of am going to put these guys as a tandem, because he was one of my like people on the short list, like I mentioned at the top of the show. So I'm just going to put him in the same category. I'm going to throw Masai Ujiri in there as well with Nick Nurse, because I feel like he's kind of the same thing. I feel like more people maybe would recognize him on the street and maybe would stop him potentially. But I think Masai Ujiri has that same type of mentality. Maybe you're not writing a song with him, but he's got to have jokes. He'll have funny stories. I think both of them will probably like push you to be your best and you'll feel super motivated afterwards. So I just wanted to mention a quick aside there for Masai Ujiri to put him on the list as well as Nick Nurse. They're kind of going to go hand in hand. And lastly, kind of deciding on the fly here, I'm going to go with Fred Van Fleet. And so Fred Van Fleet, like, is kind of, to me, in the same realm as a Norman Powell, in the sense that, you know, he's relatively chill. He's not exactly the most out there. You can have a nice, relaxed conversation with him. Probably, you know, won't go too far or too deep into personal lives. He might show you a couple pictures of his babies. And, you know, obviously, he's like, speaking of the babies, he's probably going to enjoy the time away from them. Not that he doesn't love his family and love his kids, but, you know, I've never had children, but from all I've heard, it's a lot to deal with. And, you know, the few hours or however long it is away from very young children is probably enjoyable. And if you can do that, you know, getting a little stone and enjoying yourself, I feel like that's something that he would be interested in partaking in. And I mean, he's probably going to have a few more jokes than a guy like Norm Powell. He's probably going to be able to, you know, get into a conversation a little bit more than a guy like Norm. But he's still going to have that relaxed, chill kind of state of himself. And that, I think, is a perfect combination to have with that. And so I think like this lineup would be an amazing group of five and six, including myself, of course, to just hang out with and spend all day celebrating the festivities of 420. Obviously at this time it'd have to be during a social distancing, but you know, just to recap here, I got Norm Powell, because, you know, he's definitely familiar with it. This isn't something he's used to. We're probably going to watch a nature documentary, something like that, Planet Earth, some British guy narrating over a cheetah running really fast or a fish swimming in the water or a dolphin or whatever it is. He's definitely very, very, very chill. And I also think he's got the giggles of some sort, which would be even funnier. The second guy I picked was Serge Ibaka, for two very big and important reasons. When you're stoned, Serge is very entertaining, as we've seen, and number two, he definitely makes some good food, which then could potentially be turned into edibles. I don't know if you guys want to partake in that. That's up to you. I then chose Marc Gasol, another big man. Kind of feels like you're hanging out with you're smoking weed with an uncle. It's not something you could do every day, but a very novel thing that you would be able to do. And there's nothing more novel than a 420 story. He's got a bunch of stories, got a bunch of old man jokes, a lot of fun experiences. That's my pick for Marc Gasol. I've got Nick Nurse, and then I kind of bunched in Masai Ujiri there together. In Nick Nurse's case, we're probably writing a horrible song, but it'd be the most fun 2, 3, 4 hours of the day for sure. He's a guy you can sit, have a beer with. So that translates. He's funny. He's probably got stories with Masai Ujiri. It's the same thing. He's got stories. You can just like hang out, shoot the shit, and just, you know, enjoy successful people. Lastly, you guys just heard this one, but I'm going to go with Fred Van Fleet. You know, Fred kind of in the same vein as Norm Powell. I don't have to get too deep into this one. He seems relaxed, seemed chill. Probably doesn't watch the nature documentaries, but you know, maybe more of a cartoon guy, especially since he brought up those kids. You know, you're probably going to see a lot of baby pictures, get into conversation. He's going to be enjoying himself a lot, probably because he's finally getting some time off with the kids. So that's my list. I think it's a pretty good one. Some of the like the big names I did leave off, obviously like Kyle Lowry and Pascal Siakam, and I think both those guys would be very fun to partake in and to smoke weed with. I think Pascal is probably a little bit too energetic for my liking. I think that guy is probably up and doing stuff and kind of in the same vein as Serge Ibaka, but you can't have two of them. And I do think Serge Ibaka, the food puts Serge over the top on that one. And then Kyle Lowry, you know, I do think Kyle Lowry would be a fun one to get and a fun one to hang out with. But I kind of went with Van Fleet over him just because I think Van Fleet needs it more. Considering, you know, he's a new parent and all, I think Van Fleet needs it more, and he might be a little bit more enjoyable at the time just because, you know, this isn't something he gets very often. So those are the five that I picked. That's the end of this episode. Make sure you guys, I'm going to remind you guys again, subscribe, rate, and review to Raptors Rapture on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you guys get your podcast. Please do whatever it takes because that helps me more than you know, and I appreciate it more than you know. Go to RaptorsRapture.com. Follow Raptors Rapture on Twitter at Raptors Rapture. Follow me on Twitter. And thank you so much for listening, everybody. Go Raptors.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.